dark on this camera, but can't help. So here we're on house, Master Shaper out here in San Clemente. Say aloha. So now we're out here in his shaping factory. Got a chance to check it out. Looking all around, tons of boards out here. So let's find out what's the deal.
We've got a lot of boards here, mostly surfing versions like this, the tri-fin.
Okay.
Got single fin all around boards.
How big are these boards that you're showing me?
This one's about 12 feet.
Down's 12?
This one's about 12. This one's 9'6". It's a 9'6 right here. Nice little hop-down board for surf. This one's a 12-foot semi-gun for Northern California.
What kind of, would you ride a steep wave with that thing or what?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you're putting the drain plugs in too then? I mean the air plugs or whatever?
This one has them. I don't think on these boards they're going to be particularly effective, so I'm not going to use them.
Uh-huh.
Then we got boards like this one. This is a 14-foot downwind race board.
This thing is pretty thick, huh? The rail and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Try and carry the thickness out.
Damn, how thick is this thing?
5 inches.
That's only 5 inches thick? Seems thicker. And there's real sharp rail on the bottom then, huh?
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, very flat bottom.
Yeah, so you don't run too much V in your boards then?
I have a little bit of V in the tail of the all-around boards, a little bit more on the surfing versions, and on the race boards I put the downwind type open ocean boards, I put V in the nose and flat from the middle back.
Okay. Why do you do that?
The V in the nose is to cut the chop so that it's slap. After that I just want them flat and clean, hard edges for release, and try to keep the water off the board.
So you initially, you shape all of Laird's boards too, or?
I do. Although I don't shape his open ocean boards. I shape his surfing boards and his guns.
How did you guys hook up?
We go way back with mutual friends, and he had been talking to Jerry Lopez about getting boards made, and Jerry's in Oregon now and wasn't in doing 12-foot boards, so he sent them down to me. I knew Bill's stepfather, and we have other mutual friends, so he called me up and said he wanted to do this stand-up deal. Had to explain to me what it was because I didn't know. It's been about 5 years ago. And started making boards for him.
What's
now,
the
sports really kind of taken off.
What's the difference between that Laird Surf Tech one you made for Surf Tech and then these other ones you got in here?
The Laird is designed primarily to be more of a beginner board. Very user friendly and stable. It surfs okay, but it's not particularly fine-tuned for surfing, but it's a very stable, easy board, which is what Laird had in mind. It was his idea to make it a forgiving learner's board.
Was it made for lakes and things like that, or was it actually made for surf?
Well, it was made to kind of do the all-around deal. It would be very well-suited for lakes. Laird's idea was he wanted it to be a real universal board for, there were going to be a lot of beginners, not too many good guys for a while. So that one was designed to accommodate a wide range of people.
And then now you're going more into like higher performance kind of stuff? Or?
There are three more Surf Tech models coming out, which are more like the boards that you see here. There's an all-around 11.6 and 11.0, and then there's a 10-foot circuit version that's a tri-fin. And they're almost identical to these other than the construction.
So what is that one over there? It looks like a fish kind of shape. Is that a stand-up also?
Yes. Yeah, this one is a...
It's a small one, huh?
Yeah, this one's a quad. Actually, it's got a five fin placement, so you could run it as a twin, a tri, or a quad.
Uh-huh. It's for a really light person or something, or what?
This was 9'3 by 28. Moderate-sized person could ride this one. If you're skillful, probably up to 180 pounds or so, ride this one. No problem.
Uh-huh.
Although the owner of this board is a small guy.
And then these ones look kind of similar to the ones that were at Jim's place, Tropical Blends, huh?
Yeah, this is just your basic, this one's 11-6, all-around board, just sort of good for surfing, good for paddling in the ocean, you know, you can go do a 5 or 10 mile paddle.
I noticed that your tails are kind of narrower too, huh?
Yeah,
is that more for surfing?
Yeah, this on the all-around boards, the tails are a little bit narrow, and on the tri-fin boards, they're a little wider, like that one, for instance.
Oh, okay. These are short too, huh?
This one is. This looks about the same.
So let's look at this then. If you're looking at, you got a lot of volume in your nose then, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of area.
Yeah. You know, they need the flotation in them. Fairly full rails for stability. Keep the flotation out to the edges.
And your rails are round. On these ones, they seem round, huh? Rounder.
They're low with a tucked edge at the bottom, going into a hard edge at the back. Bottom's pretty flat.
Oh, okay.
Got a little bit of V in the tail.
So it goes from here, it's a little bit more round, and then it's
basically
flattens out back.
It's basically a performance longboard shape,
uh-huh.
But just with more volume so you can stand on it. This looks pretty cool. If you have enough light in here to see it. We're doing a lot of abstract resin color laminations.
How about is there concave on this thing or what?
Not really. Just pretty straight flat.
Uh-huh.
V in the tail.
So in here, it looks like almost all stand-ups you're making nowadays.
I'm making a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah?
I still make other boards. There's some small ones over here. Little mini guns for a trade show we have coming up.
Those for, like, kids or what?
No, this is for, you know, regular big people for bigger waves. This one is,
Dan, they look so small compared to these stand-ups now.
These are some we're doing for the trade show, and they have a color inlay on the deck of Drew Art.
Some killer piranha-looking thing.
Yeah, Drew Brophy Art Project on this one.
Pretty cool. How'd you get into all this, anyways?
The stand-up?
Yeah, or just surf shaping and all that.
Well, you know, I was a team rider at surfboard company in Encinitas called Surfboards Hawaii back in the 60s. And when shortboards came in, the manufacturers didn't really know what was going on with it, so. I was living down at Ocean Beach, Sunset Cliffs, San Diego. And there was movement down there towards shortboards with the Australian influence. Skip Fry actually brought designs back from Australia and was showing us these boards. So I'd go up to Surfboards Hawaii and say, hey, do this, do that. And after a while, I thought, well, geez, I could shape.
Uh-huh.
Well, 40 years later, I can.
And then how often do you get out in the water then?
Oh, pretty much every day.
Oh, yeah? Are you doing mostly stand-up now, too, or what? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which one are you riding?
I'm riding a 9-6. Basically, this, mine's not here, but this design, basically.
Because you're about, what, 140? How much do you weigh? You're light, huh?
150.
150?